Hey, everybody, you're listening to Crystal here with the Plant Pusher podcast. And what's really, really exciting is that we're here with you to always talk about all things plants, colors, textures, shapes, their impacts on your life. I love working with plants. I love introducing you to new plants. And here at Plant Pusher, that's what I do. I push you straight to the plants. Hey, everybody, it's Crystal. I'm here today, and you know who I am, and you know what I do. I am a plant pusher, pushing all the dopest plants on you. And today's dope plant that I'm pushing is the one, the only, the beautiful, the squash blossom. Okay, if she was a wrestler, y'all be cheering. If you haven't had a chance to enjoy a squash blossom, you are so missing out. So let me tell you a little bit. You know, squash blossoms, when you grow squash, they have that beautiful, bright, gorgeous flower that grows on them. It also grows on cucumbers. Okay, you know that beautiful flower? We're talking about her. The squash blossom, she's dope because they have a really long history in culinary use. And if you also think back, they date way back to the ancient Mesoamerican civilizations. You know, the Aztecs and the Mayans, the peoples. Okay, listen, the civilization that revered squash as a sacred plant, and they use it both the fruit and the blossoms in their cooking. But what I like is that squash blossoms, they're a popular ingredient, even like in Mexican cuisine, because they're often stuffed with cheeses and battered and fried to create a delicious and unique dish. I love squash blossoms. Oftentimes people will stuff them, like they said, and fry them, or you can stuff them and bake them, or you can just stuff them and not cook them, but then directly put the things you desire to put in them because they're just so pretty. They flower out almost like a 5-point star. They're this beautiful orangey yellow color. And you stuff all the goodies in them like a little pocket and then pull the petals shut. They're huge, but they're beautiful. And you know, squash blossoms aren't just tasty. They also offer a range of health benefits. These vibrant flowers are rich in vitamin A and C. And don't forget the minerals, calcium, and their children, iron. Okay, because you need that. They contain antioxidants and they can help protect your body. They're going to protect you against inflammation, oxidative stress. In addition, squash blossoms are low in calories, but baby, they are high in fiber. And y'all know how I feel about your gut health. Okay? We got to keep all those systems moving. But they're beautiful. They have a very beautiful taste in your mouth. The texture is smooth and clean. So they can be a great benefit to your nutritious diet. I want y'all to remember that we are adding different levels to your diet and your cuisine. I need your taste buds to say, open up. We're offering good things. Okay, so this week you're going to be adding some squash blossoms to your diet. And you guys know when you go to stores, you can buy them in the produce section. I've seen them. Now go to your kind of some of your nicer, little fancier looking grocery stores but they're there. Okay. So don't overlook them. I want you to try them. So next time when you're thinking about it, I want you to consider them being a beautiful treat that you add to your day, because squash blossoms not only can make a great addition to your salad or garnish on top of your food, I want you to stuff them. I want you to roll them. I want you to dip them. And I need somebody to make a dessert out of them, okay? I got a little bit of a sweet tooth sometimes. So make something tasty from squash blossoms that we can't deny. Get all that iron, get that beautiful calcium, have that beautiful clean taste, and enjoy the bright color of sunshine that comes from them, because squash blossoms are not only good for you, they're good to you. You heard about the oxidative stress being reduced. We can't deny it. Okay. So it's Crystal. I'm your plant pusher. I'm pushing the dopest plants on you, doing the dopest things with the dopest products from the earth. And y'all know I love plants. That's why I got to push these dope ass plants on you. Okay. So I can't wait to tell you more. Peace. This show, Plant Pusher Podcast, is brought to you by Possibilities Podcast Platform. We appreciate you listening. Stay tuned. Your favorite episode is up next.